heavens and the earth are declaring the voice of God right now all around us. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 14, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens, and let them be for signs and for what? Seasons. So I want you to use the lights of the heaven for signs, and I also want to use them for seasons. In Luke chapter 21, verse 25, it says, and there will be signs in the sun. Everybody say signs in the sun and in the moon. Say that. There'll be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth. And there'll be distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for the fear of expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then, everybody say then. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. That's what we just got through singing about. Some glad morning we shall see him coming and meet him in the air. So understanding this, God has put signs on the earth and in the heavens for us to read and understand the seasons that we're in. The signs tell us what seasons we're in, and these particular signs tell us that we are in the season of his coming. So it's very important that you understand that. So several things in this that we're going to kind of pull out. If you'll go back to that verse for just a moment, a few things I want you to see. First of all, we're going to talk in just a moment about the seas and the waves roaring, because the Bible says that nations are going to be in distress because of what's happening in the sea, that the seas are so disruptive that it's going to cost nations money. It's going to destroy properties. We're going to see tsunamis and hurricanes, and they're going to continue to escalate. The closer you get to the coming of the Lord, you can just look all of this up. The charts go higher and higher and higher. Every sign of the time escalates and accelerates as you get closer to the coming of the Lord. It's like a meter, and every time it gets higher, you know that you're closer, and that's what's going on. But then he says that men's hearts will be failing them for the fear of expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. And I think it's interesting to know that heart failure is still the number one killer in the world. That men's hearts are failing them. That's dying. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear. I think it's also important to know that over half of America is on anxiety medicine. Because the fear of the things that are coming upon them, that over half of our nation is on some type of anxiety or depression disorder medicine to cope with the fears that are coming upon them. I can't tell you how many people that I run across that say, I had to take a break from the news. It was just cause I felt like I was going to have a heart attack every time I watched it. I just couldn't take any more bad news. I had to just take a break from it and walk away from it for a while because of the fear of the expectations of the things coming upon the earth, because the powers of heaven will be shaken. So one of the things he says is that you will see the nations in perplexity because of the waves and the roaring of the sea. You know, let me just show you the hurricanes in 2025, okay? Just the most recent ones. These are just the ones we had last year, all right? So those are the hurricanes that we just saw last year. This is not all the years combined. This is one year of hurricanes that brought destruction to the earth. And the Bible said that you're going to see this escalating and increasing as time goes on because, again, it's a meter showing you that you're getting closer to the coming of the Lord. Now, understand this. We do not build doctrines on signs. We don't. Signs are there as roadmaps. Signs are there as markers. They're pointing to the right, the left. They're telling us which way to walk. But we do recognize that every time we see a sign from the Lord, that it is pointing us back to the Word of God, and it's also pointing us into a prophetic future that God has prepared for his people. So let me show you some of the signs on the earth. Maybe you've seen some of them, maybe you have not. And these are supernatural things that look coincidental, but when you put them together, you realize that God is actually speaking to us.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
So the first one has to do with cows. Believe it or not, it has to do with cows. Now, interestingly enough, God used cows to speak to kings. He used dreams about cows. These are two different cows that were both born in September 2014. One in Pennsylvania, one in Texas, and both of them had the number 7 on their forehead. Now, what's interesting about these cows is that this is, again, one, notice the date, one September 20, the other 25. So it's almost as if God was trying to get us to see 2025. It's like these cows in two different places, but both of them are born. Both of them make the news. That's how they found out about them. Both of them make the news. One of them is a red heifer, by the way. And they made the news because they had a marking of a 7 on their forehead. Now, keep this in mind. One was on the 20th. One was on the 25th. And when you put them together, that's 2025. So what are these cows telling us in 2014 about 2025? Now, keep in mind that that's 11 years from 2025. But if you look at 11 times 7, it's what? 77. And in 2025, Israel turned 77. So in the year September 2025, exactly 11 years later, around the same time these cows were born, Israel becomes 77 years old as a nation. And what's interesting is that the second cow, the red heifer, was born on the Feast of Trumpets. And that also is very significant on the Jewish New Year. You know, Pharaoh had a dream of cows, and the Lord, he had a dream, and Daniel had to, or they had to interpret the dream for him. Joseph had to interpret the dream. And he saw 7 fat cows and 7 thin cows. And these had to do with 7 years of abundance and then 7 years of lean years, they called them. And what's interesting is that economics are telling us that from the year 2014 to 2021, we had 7 years of prosperity in this country in an unprecedented way. We were getting stimulus checks, and everybody was prospering financially. Groceries were at a decent price. But since that time, after COVID, obviously, since that time, now a roast will cost you $25. And you can't even go, you can't buy any meat hardly at all, or eggs or milk or anything. Gasoline, everything is up. And we're seeing some of the highest inflation in our lifetime because we're living in the next 7 years that are lean years. But obviously, all of this is leading up to something that the Lord is trying to tell us. Now, keep in mind that these are just signs on the earth, and there's so many more. I could just do a whole sermon on signs on the earth, and we would just be in awe all night long of just what God has put here for us to see and interpret and understand. But we have to get to the signs of heaven, and that's kind of what led me to this sermon tonight. So here's the sign in heaven that I want to show you, is that for the very first time ever in history, we're seeing 3 blood moons on Purim on 2024, 25, and 26. So today is Purim. And so today we're seeing the blood moon. It actually happened earlier this morning because it happened on the other side of the world earlier. And so it would have been our morning moon here. And so it's already happened. But for the first time ever in history, on Purim, we're seeing 3 blood moons 3 years in a row. The last time there were 3 blood moons that happened sequentially like this was back in 32 AD, 33 AD, and 34 AD. And 33 AD is when Jesus Christ died upon the cross. And those 3 moons happened at Passover, signifying that Jesus would die, the Passover lamb would die on the cross. So you had 3 blood moons. They call them the tetrads. They had the 3 blood moons that happened in 34 AD. Now notice this, there's 190 years in between those two sequences of triple blood moons, 190 years. And then if you add the 10 years to it, that's 2034. That equates to 2,000 years that some people believe is the season of the Gentiles, the times of the Gentiles. Regardless of whether no one knows the day or the hour that Jesus is coming, but what we do know is the season, and what we know is we're in the season, and we're getting closer to that hour. How many of you would agree with that? All you have to do is look around. You can see that we're getting closer and closer to the timing of the coming of the Lord. So there's been a blood moon on Purim for the last 3 years. I'm going to explain what Purim is for those of you who don't fully understand that term. Now, the interesting thing about blood moons is they're only mentioned three times in the Bible. You have blood moons mentioned in Joel chapter 2. Does that sound like a familiar chapter? When the Holy Spirit's going to pour out his blessings upon all the world through the sons and daughters are going to prophesy. So you have blood moons, and it's in that passage, by the way, Joel 2:31. So it's right after that your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. It's right there. And then he says, but on the earth, and he gives you these signs, and one of those is a blood moon. And the other one is volcanoes erupting. So he gives you several things that are going to happen. He calls some translations call it vapor of smoke. But we understand what that means now. That's what he was seeing and describing what he was seeing because he didn't know what to call it. And so the other is in Acts chapter 2. Does that sound like a familiar chapter to anybody? So we have Joel chapter 2. We have Acts chapter 2. And then we have in Revelation chapter 6. And this is basically what it's saying all three times. It's saying the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before. Notice it is giving you a time frame when you begin to see these solar eclipses on feast days or holy days and these blood moons on holy days, you realize that you're in the season just before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Wow. Now, what's so interesting about the blood moon today is it's not just a blood moon. It is also called a ring of fire eclipse. Now, what happens is the ring of fire eclipse is different from just a regular blood moon because you have a solar eclipse at the same time you're having a blood moon, and it appears like this during the eclipse. The blood moon is obviously red. Some people, there's a difference in a harvest moon and a blood moon. The harvest moon is more orange. The blood moon turns red, and they are very similar, but there is a difference in those two. But when you have a ring of fire, what's interesting about that is that when you have a blood moon and then you have a solar eclipse in front of it, you get this ring of fire effect on the outside. And that's important because most people realize that we are living in a time and a season right now that the Bible calls the birth pains of the world. And the ring of fire is known as this in the solar world, in the celestial world. It's also a ring of volcanoes in that part of the world. But any woman that's had a baby knows it's also known in that world because the ring of fire happens right when the baby is crowning. And that's what they call it. The ring of fire is this pain that you feel right before the baby is crowning. What's interesting about that is that the ring of fire happens right before the crowning. And the Bible says that the earth is given labor pains right now, longing for the coming of Jesus Christ. That's what 1 Thessalonians 5 says. And when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. So what's he talking about? Are we in a season of labor pains on the earth? Yeah, the Bible says the earth is groaning because the earth was not created to have to be destroyed like this. The earth is alive, and it's groaning for the coming and the resurrection of the Lord. And so this ring of fire is an indication that the birthing of the earth is close to the crowning. And the crowning is what? That's us. That's the rapture of the church. That's the bema judgment seat of Christ. That is when we go to heaven and receive our crown, the crown of life. And so that is what we're waiting on. So the earth is telling us that you are near the crowning moment. You're getting closer and closer to the coming of the Lord. Well, notice what that passage said, for when they say, notice that, go back to that 1 Thessalonians passage. For when they say, what are they saying? Somebody tell me. Peace and safety. That's what they're saying. So someone has to be saying that. So do you think anybody's saying peace and safety right now? Well, President Trump just formed what is known as the Board of Peace. And the Board of Peace was started at the end of last year, and the first 2 months of this year, people are signing on for $1 million each. Or no, excuse me, $1 billion each. That is the fee to join this Board of Peace, and it's to rebuild the Gaza Strip. They're going to build 100,000 homes and a lot of other things. So the whole issue is that they're going to work outside of the UN to rebuild Gaza and try to bring peace all throughout the Middle East, and that's the whole purpose of the middle of that. But the Bible says that when they say peace and safety, which is what they did, that's what Israel did when Israel signed this, and then sudden destruction will come upon them, and that's when Israel was attacked in the same time frame.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.